This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. President Donald Trump is trumpeting his administration's accomplishments in a farewell video on his final full day in office. He also wished his successor luck as he prepares to issue a flurry of pardons. In the video, President Trump wished the next administration well, but did not utter President-elect Biden's name.
We inaugurate a new administration and pray for its success in keeping America safe and prosperous. We extend our best wishes, and we also want them to have luck, a very important word.
The president spent months trying to delegitimize President-elect Biden's win with baseless allegations of mass voter fraud. President Trump has remained largely out of sight since his supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol building earlier this week. He condemned the violence seen that day, which left police officers injured, one officer dead, and four others dead as well.
Political violence is an attack on everything we cherish as Americans. It can never be tolerated. Now more than ever, we must unify around our shared values and rise above the partisan rancor and forge our common destiny.
The president also used the address to cast his presidency as a triumph for everyday people, as he highlighted what he sees as his top achievements, including efforts to normalize relations in the Middle East. President-elect Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris are preparing for Wednesday's inauguration. On the eve of the American tradition, they honored the lives of the 400,000 Americans who have died from COVID-19 with a memorial Tuesday in Washington. You can read more about it on voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. National Guard has removed 12 members from security duty for the inauguration, that according to military officials on Tuesday. The move underscored authorities' resolve to secure the quadrennial ceremony amid concern over violence following the deadly January 6th storming of the U.S. Capitol by militant supporters of President Trump. The chief's Pentagon spokesman, Jonathan Hoffman, told reporters that 10 of the 12 guardsmen were removed for questionable behavior unrelated to the extremism that was uncovered by the FBI during its vetting of all 25,000 guardsmen deployed in the Washington area for the inauguration. The two others were pulled off duty after making inappropriate comments or texts. It is President Trump's final day in the White House, and as the president prepares to leave Washington, D.C., his party's most prominent member is placing blame on him for the deadly riot at the Capitol. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell said Tuesday the mob was fed lies and that the president provoked those intent on overturning the election. In an AP interview, St. Anselm College political science professor Chris Galdieri says Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's words make you wonder which way he will vote on conviction and impeachment of President Trump.
So I think if he says, I'm going to vote to convict, I think you have an awful lot of Republican senators, probably enough for a conviction, who will follow along.
That was the political science professor Chris Galdieri. Before leaving office Wednesday, President Trump ordered a halt to the removal of certain Venezuelans from the United States for 18 months. The president citing conditions in the South American country. He said in a statement, quote, the deteriorative condition within Venezuela, which presents an ongoing national security threat to the safety and well-being of the American people, warrants the deferral of the removal of Venezuelan nationals who are present in the U.S. Some Venezuelans, including those who have committed a felony, are exempted from the order. South Africa reports good and bad news in the coronavirus fight. The country is seeing a decline in confirmed cases. However, the new, more infectious strain continues to rapidly spread. Hundreds of Serbia's military members lined up on Tuesday at an exhibition hall in Belgrade to receive a Chinese-made COVID-19 vaccine. Last week, Serbia received 1 million doses of Chinese Sinopharm's vaccine, becoming the first European country to start a mass inoculation program with it. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.